Good evening. You're listening to WNUR 89.3 FM HD1 Evanston, Chicago. I'm Sahana Unni, and this is WNUR News at 6. Tonight, Luna's Pub hopes to restore campus's nightlife, or lack thereof. A young Evanston resident helps children in foster care through hair care. 24-hour diners offer a unique experience despite the shift towards delivery, and a pop culture roundup from the weekend. Those stories and more coming up from Northwestern University. This is WNUR News at 6. Late nights, cheap pours, a bar where everybody knows your name. It's what you might think of when you hear College Town, but maybe not Evanston. WNUR's Gabby Schell looks into how students see this lack of nightlife and whether campus's new pub can bring back these classic college vibes back to Northwestern.
In 2024, Evanston lost Reza's Restaurant and Lounge. Last fall, Bob's Pizza and Chili's closed too, all affordable late-night joints that drew students downtown. Weinberg third-year Sophie Lewis says these spots were important to Northwestern's culture.
I felt like Northwestern students would go to those.
There is still classic student nightlife in the area, but spots are farther out from campus and from each other, so hitting the town requires a plan. Lewis says she still goes out, but
when I go out independently with my friends, I'm not seeing other Northwestern people because, like, the Northwestern people are probably at a different Northwestern spot.
Part of the problem is Evanston's sleepy schedule. Most bars close at or before midnight, even on weekends. This makes it hard for students, whose commitments often run until 9 or 10 at night, to get downtown in time. But now, they might not have to. Luna's Pub and Grill opened on the first floor of Norris University Center this January. It gives students a place to relax, shoot some pool, watch sports games, and even buy a drink, all without setting foot off campus. The pub also runs programming, Tuesday karaoke, Thursday trivia, and rotating Friday night specials. I headed over for trivia midwinter quarter to see if students are making the most of this new nightlife option. Half the tables are taken, mainly by students of varying ages with trivia sheets and pencils in hand. But Luna's already had a few regulars who had secured spots in their favorite seats, beer in hand.
Is this your first time at Luna's?
No, actually it's not. Damn, I didn't even answer. Oh, sorry, can I not say that?
No, you can say it.
Well, I would say, definitely not my first time.
McCormick senior Jaden Ordonez has been to Luna's multiple times to do work, grab a drink, and see friends.
There's been a change in tide, like, a lot when it comes to just, like, places that have a third place in Evanston when it comes to just more casual, like, maybe having a couple of drinks kind of vibe.
Norris executive director Corbin Smythe hopes Luna's casual nature and its convenient location within the student center will encourage connection across the student body.
You bump into a friend from class, and then you meet those friends, and then you all of a sudden 2 months later you're friends with all those people.
He says it's the ethos of serendipity, the idea that one night at Luna's could spiral into an entirely new college experience. Luna's may be convenient for students looking to chill, but it suffers from some of the same problems that plague Evanston nightlife. The pub closes at 11 p.m. and menu items aren't exactly student budget friendly. The burger sells for a whopping $20 and pints run up to $11 a pour. But even if Luna's isn't perfect, it's a start, and change is coming to Evanston too. A late-night jazz bar off Sherman Avenue is set to open in June, and Northlight Theater will return to the city this fall after 30 years in Skokie, bringing live entertainment and plenty of foot traffic with it. Andy Vick is the executive director of Downtown Evanston, a nonprofit that provides marketing and other support for businesses in the city's downtown district. He says these openings are a chance for the city to connect with students.
There's a lot of good stuff happening in downtown Evanston right now. It may take another year or two before it all builds out and, you know, fully realizes its potential, but there's a lot of really exciting things happening here, and we want the Northwestern community to be a part of that.
But for these spots to change Evanston's culture and give students a true college town, excitement can't just come from businesses. Sophie Lewis says students need to take an active role.
In order to, I don't know, for example, like, have more school spirit, we just have to have more school spirit. Or, like, in order to make Luna's lit, like, we gotta make Luna's lit and go there.
Students and businesses have an opportunity to make Evanston's nightlife more vibrant, diverse, and accessible. Now it's up to them to take it. For WNUR News, I'm Gabby Schell.
Their past 2 years have been marked by crescendos and decrescendos, but now they have the perfect number of members to push on. WNUR's Rachel Spears spoke to the NU's music fraternity for men who are fighting to keep the group alive despite their setbacks.
3, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's 8 p.m. on a Sunday night, and there are 10 guys in a windowless room in Regenstein Hall. They are rehearsing Steely Dan's Ricky Don't Lose That Number.
PMA stands for Phi Mu Alpha, and it is a music fraternity that has existed on Northwestern's campus for just over 115 years now.
That was McCormick Sr. Connor Zamborski. He's been president for 2 years.
PMA offers people who are interested in music a space to explore that interest and to meet other people who share that interest.
If you've seen the signs posted around campus, then you would know. Northwestern's music fraternity is, quote, still here. Its 6 members and 4 probationary members continue to meet and rehearse nearly every week with the hopes of growing the chapter again. In 2024, PMA lost its house. This, combined with the loss of some university support, caused many of the fraternity's recent struggles. In 2 years, only 2 new members rushed. The Dark Years, as Zamborski jokingly called them.
We used to have this very central hub of our community, and then we lost that. Last year was a huge learning experience for us, and we still haven't completely cracked the code, and I don't know that there ever is a perfect solution, but we have certainly made some huge strides in the last year and a half.
They now hold more events, a lot of them off campus, where they watch sports, hang out, and of course, play music. Moving forward, Zamborski hopes that the youth movement will lead the group in new directions. Dan Gandor graduated from Northwestern in 2001. When he was a student, he was a member of PMA. He played the trumpet, piano, and drums.
We used to do this thing called Club Alpha, which is where we turned the basement into a dance club. And so I got to DJ that.
I asked Gander, who works in marketing, what he would do if presented with PMA's current size and demographics. He wondered why more people from the marching band, a huge source of membership in the past, have not joined. He also said it is important to know your audience.
If the core customer of Phi Mu Alpha now is more the musicians looking for professional development, well, then you got to beef that up. If it's more the, I'll say, casual musicians wanting to have people to hang out with and have fun, cater to that.
Henry Dong is a McCormick freshman. He plays the trombone and trumpet and joined PMA this winter. I asked him where he sees the group in 4 years when he's a senior.
We're going to be a big group. We're going to get our house back and we're just going to grow to a bigger population where we all like each other and have fun.
But in spite of all the change, their traditions live on. The Phi Mu Alpha Chorale continues to be sung at every recital. This recording is from December 2019 and at Gandor's home, even long after his graduation.
Sing it, and I remember, you know, when I had my baby girl, you know, that was like my goodnight lullaby to her was singing that, and Go You Northwestern was what I used to sing to her. So those songs are part of her core memories.
And a part of his as well. Rachel Spears, WNUR News.
The 24-hour diner caters to nostalgia and an around-the-clock diet. However, shifting trends in working hours and the rise of delivery apps might pose a threat to these diners' everyday operations. Sophia Kesa has more.
When it comes to late-night meals, you probably think of fast food chains or strategically located cookie stores. But for over a century, the 24-hour diner has been a mainstay of the genre. Of course, things have changed since then. The internet, technology, and globalization have made so many aspects of our daily life now available on demand. We want it all the time. You might assume that there's no better time than the present to be involved in a 24-hour industry. But you'd be wrong, says Jeff Biddle, an economist and professor at the University of Notre Dame.
The general trend is that people have been moving away from work from 10:30 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. The overall move is more than 25% reduction in the number of workers who are out there working during that period.
Biddle spent years studying the labor market and its impact on our lives. In 2026, he co-authored a paper focusing on the large shift in typical working hours since the 1970s.
And there has also been more of a concentration of work in what we might consider the peak hours, which would be, say, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So something of a compression of the workday.
This is due to rising wages, leading workers to advocate for jobs in these quote-unquote peak hours, and a flexibility in work time that only got more evident with the pandemic. What this means is that as hours shift and change, so do clientele.
And although generally there has been a decline in night work, and so there's going to be fewer nationwide 24-hour diners, there are still places where night work is being done, and some of them are in relatively new parts of the economy.
Namely distribution centers and big box retail. But just hearing about these changes in labor wasn't enough. I decided to go check in on the state of the 24-hour diner myself. On a Wednesday morning at 1 a.m., I made my way to the corner of Ashland and West North Avenue to the Hollywood Grill.
Hey.
Diner would be great.
Okay. Right this way.
Awesome, thank you.
It has that classic retro diner feel with the metal counters, leather stools, multicolored tile, and a giant mural of the restaurant with famous Golden Age movie stars.
I've sat here through first dates, blind dates, last dates, all over pancakes. I've experienced a lot in my years of serving overnights.
That's Brandy Fullerton. She's been working the night shift in 24-hour diners for 15 years and has spent the last year and a half as a server at the Hollywood Grill. The diner's operation is broken into three shifts, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., and 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Fullerton always works this last one. When I was there, the diner was pretty empty. I counted six other patrons. But Fullerton was constantly pumping out orders, just not for the diners inside. On nights like these, a majority of the food Fullerton serves is for delivery services like DoorDash and Grubhub, something she has mixed feelings about.
It's hard just because I'm very personal. I like to talk. There's less engagement now. I don't know who that is on the other end of that order.
George Leocopoulos is the head of Diamond Hospitality Group, the company running the Hollywood Grill along with two other 24-hour restaurants. He shares Fullerton's frustrations about delivery apps.
I would prefer not to do it because, they charge you 20-25%. They're partners in your business without them working. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that every order that goes out, you're losing money.
Additionally, fast food places like McDonald's and Dunkin' steal customers from the Hollywood Grill. To compensate, Leocopoulos is in the process of rolling out late night menus with slight price hikes during these non-peak hours.
We should have lines out the door. We don't. Tells me there's a less demand for it than at night.
Which is exactly what Biddle's paper found. While big box work and delivery has grown, many nighttime industries are dying out. But these diners still serve needs in their community. For employees like Fullerton, it allows her to work while still being able to take care and be present for her five kids. And despite the declining customers and changing business tactics, Fullerton is confident that 24-hour diners will adapt and, most importantly, endure.
People still have to eat. People are still going to wake up hungry at 2 a.m. People are still going to get off of work. People are always going to need to eat.
And the Hollywood Grill will be there for them anytime they need. For WNUR News, I'm Sophia Quesa.
This past weekend was full of pop culture moments with the beginning of everyone's favorite Fashion Forward Festival and the return of Euphoria Sundays. Olivia Payne takes a peek at it all in this week's B-List.
Welcome to the B-List, your weekly roundup of celebrity mess and pop culture. This week, Coachella wraps up its first weekend, the drama causes a stir, and the Masters Awards a repeat champ. Performers such as Sabrina Carpenter, Cat's Eye, and Karol G brought energy to the stage as they kicked off Coachella's first weekend this year. Justin Bieber headlined on Saturday, and his performance brought controversy as he spent part of his set playing memes and his older songs on YouTube. The laid-back appearance prompted discussion from fans about the quality of performance expected from male artist versus female artist. Singer-songwriter Labyrinth also performed this weekend. The artist showcased some of his music from the Euphoria soundtrack, which surprised fans as he cryptically posted earlier this year that he was done with the music industry and the show. Euphoria is continuing on without him as the new season premiered last night. The show now features a soundtrack composed by Hans Zimmer.
Outside of Euphoria, Zendaya's projects continue to make waves. The Dune actress starred in A24's The Drama alongside Robert Pattinson. The film had decent reviews from critics, but some were shocked by the school shooter-related twist. Tom Mauser, a Columbine shooting parent, expressed discomfort with the dark twist being included in a movie marketed as a romantic comedy. The Masters tournament also took place this weekend. Roy McIlroy defended his title as he took home the green jacket for the second year in a row. This makes him the fourth player to achieve back-to-back titles, putting him alongside names like Tiger Woods and Nick Faldo. That's all for the B-List this week. Check in next Monday to hear about what happens this week in pop culture. For WNUR News, I'm Olivia Payne.
Now, for a brief look at the forecast. Evanston is finally warming up with a high of 72 degrees today, and it looks like the heat will finally stick around, at least for the next few days. Despite the rising temperature, it is not quite time to get your beach towels and picnic blankets out yet, as we are facing a week of severe thunderstorms. Taking a look into the headlines in Evanston, Chicagoland, and across the nation and globe, Northwestern's Model United Nations hosted around 600 high school students this past weekend for their 23rd annual conference. A pastor from Evanston's St. John's Henry Newman Parish has resigned after church officials found he was using parish funds for personal use. After the United States requested Iran suspend their nuclear program for the next 20 years, Iran sent a formal response saying they would agree to up to 5 years. That's all for WNUR News at 6 p.m. For more news updates and reports, follow us on X at WNUR News and Instagram at WNUR News 893. You can listen to these and other WNUR News stories on our website, WNURnews.org. That's WNURnews.org. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Our producer today is Georgia Kerrigan, and our reporters are Gabby Schell, Rachel Spears, Sophia Kesa, and Olivia Payne. I'm Sahana Uni. Catch our next newscast Wednesday, April 15th. Now, back to scheduled programming.